Blog Talk Radio. Empowered Love with author, self-mastery coach, and relationship expert, Melanie Tanya Evans. Take back your power, heal your soul, and set yourself free. Free through Empowered Love. And now your host of Empowered Love, Melanie Tanya Evans.
Hi everyone, I'm Mel and welcome to another Empowered Love radio show. This radio show is How to Thrive After Narcissistic Abuse Part 2. Last week I announced that I'd be hosting a live event on my website so that you can experience quantum freedom healing firsthand and learn exactly how to become a thriver after narcissistic abuse. The response on the blog was amazing last week, and I'm so glad that so many of you are excited to be a part of it. So this event, this free webinar, will be taking place on Friday, June the 13th at 12 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. Please note there is only a certain number of people I can have in the webinar. So if you would like to get in earlier, make sure you secure your space. You're going to be able to do that on the blog article. There'll be the link to do that, to secure your space, and that'll be coming out later today. Now this free webinar is specifically for people who haven't tried Quantum Freedom Healing and people who are not a NARP member, a member of the Narcissistic Abuse Recovery Program. So please leave it open for these people who need this webinar the most. Since Quantum Freedom Healing's birth in Kosamui in 2007, working with it to create my own Thriver Recovery and sharing it with others, its effects and benefits have spread worldwide now to over 50 different countries and to thousands of men and women of all ages from all walks of life. I know many of you in this community who have experienced transformation in your own life recommend and share the message that no longer do we have to try to exist as mere survivors of narcissistic abuse, trying to manage ongoing trauma symptoms, because now there is a way to break free and thrive in the life that we do deserve. I want to thank you all so much for spreading this message. We are all a part of this mission of raising consciousness on a global scale to help ourselves, others, and our children break free from the personal and generational cycles of abuse and suffering. Because Quantum Freedom Healing is becoming so much more recognized, I've made a conscious decision to be very open about how it works and why it is so successful for treating such a horrific phenomenon as narcissistic abuse. And I've put together this radio show and the blog article to explain exactly how Quantum Freedom Healing can release your trauma powerfully and directly, as well as treat the many symptoms that people suffer as a result of abuse, such as complicated and post-traumatic stress disorder, agoraphobia, anxiety, depression, and obsessive-compulsive disorders, as well as physical symptoms such as fibromyalgia, thyroid malfunction, adrenal stress, and any other debilitating mental, emotional, or physical condition that occurs as a result of trauma and abuse. In part one of this series last week, I explained why we have no ability to heal our traumatic emotional wounds with our logical mind. Quantum Freedom Healing teaches you how to bypass your logical mind, which has blocked you from going within. And it shows you how to slow your brainwaves down, go inside yourself, find the wounds, deeply discover what the root cause is behind them, and then release them out of your body. Gently and supportively, my system trains you to stop trying to deal with pain the way you've been conditioned to. Quantum Freedom Healing completely changes the way you used to deal with emotional pain. It teaches you how to shut off your mind when emotional pain hits and instead make your way inwards to your subconscious, where you will receive true answers and the ability to free yourself from the trauma. Your subconscious has stored all of your emotional belief systems and wounds, and when you know how to access it directly, it will show you everything you need to know and will allow you to find, embrace, and release your wounding. I know what it was like to spend years in my mind knowing I had issues but not knowing exactly what they were. My issues were, in fact, my normal. I'd lived with them for decades. And until narcissistic abuse, I knew how to function with them. We are all the same. When we're in normal operation, we have blind spots because we don't know anything different. So truly, I know even though you may have accepted you need to find out what it is in your subconscious that you need to release, in your mind, you're still struggling to find the real answers. People write to me in emails and blog and forum posts all the time. How can I know or find out what it is that I need to release? And my answer is always the same. It isn't until you go into a module, the Quantum Freedom Healing Process, and follow the process, that your subconscious will show you. Until this happens, you are only guessing and you're not getting the true answer. And this is why so many people, even with the awareness of what they do that isn't serving them, have never found out the true reason as to why they are doing it and why they can't stop doing it. In other words, they have never located and released the emotional wounding that is generating this fear, this anxiety, this behavior, this handing power over, the terror of abandonment, the perpetual feelings of unworthiness, and the list goes on and on. Humility and self-ownership is the first step. I know I have this issue. But that is still miles away from releasing the issue. The release can only happen when you are in partnership with your subconscious, when you're in communication with it, and then it reveals to you exactly what the wound is. I promise you that this is not something that only gifted people can do. It is in fact the most organic way of meeting and being with yourself, and it is powerfully natural. The more and more you do the process, you feel how easy and right it is, as if you've always been doing it. It is your intrinsic human ability to be in deep partnership with your inner being, and it is the only way to free yourself from your inner wounding, transform yourself, and become the radiant being you were always meant to be, which is your natural state without your wounds. Then you realize how direct this process is, how easily the information comes, and how much incredible sense what you discover makes. You know 100% these are true answers and not just second guessing or stories. And you realize what a profound relief it is to be working directly on your own consciousness, creating your life consciously, rather than living it painfully by default unconsciously. In fact, you wonder how you ever did live your life any other way. And you profoundly realize why life was so hit and miss and why it was causing so much pain. As you engage within the Quantum Freedom Healing process, you will be astounded at how you just know the answers you need to know and how simple it is to shift wounding out of your body and how natural it is to start accessing the wisdom of a higher and more evolved truth which does set you free. You will find inside yourself exactly what you were always trying to find outside of yourself. And you begin to know with every ounce of your being that nothing was ever going to become your outer experience authentically until you established it as an inner state first. You realize you have to be it, and then it will come. Now I'm going to take you through the Quantum Freedom Healing process step by step. So step one is locate the wound. The Quantum Freedom Healing process begins by asking your permission to connect to your inner space energetically. If your intention is to grant your full attention to the healing, to connect and participate without distractions, your brain slows down and enters theta brainwave. Theta brainwave brings your mind down to the frequency of 4 to 7 hertz range. This is the same brain frequency you were operating in as a child frequently, but as an adult after age 12, usually, you can only access this lower frequency when drowsy or meditating. Theta brainwave grants you access to inside yourself. It allows you to shut out the outer world, which is constantly processing in your cognitive mind in beta brainwave, so that you can partner deeply with your inner being. Theta brainwave is essential. Trying to partner with your inner being in beta brainwave is like staring at a car bonnet, trying to guess a mechanical issue without raising the hood. You can't get past the shut gate to your subconscious in beta brainwave. The Quantum Freedom process opens this gate and leads you directly inwards to the emotional wounding that is responsible for all negative thoughts, emotions, physical manifestations, fears, doubts, confusion, and anything at all that is not working in your life. Especially the things that are happening to you that are dreadful. The abuse, punishment, and atrocities that are in your experience are such because they match inner wounds you haven't found and released yet. I completely understand how you may say, how can it be my fault, my stuff, when this person is doing such horrible things to me? Boy, did I used to feel like that myself. This is not about blaming ourselves. Our subconscious is generating many more millions of bits of information per second than our conscious mind. Information that we are not normally aware of. Our subconscious has so much more power than what we are aware of, and so much more power than what our logical mind has. There are emotional programs in the background running our thoughts, emotions, the lens that we view the world through, how we show up in specific situations, and the types of people and situations that we attract and are attracted to. Neuroscientists believe that by age 35, at least 85% of our life is being driven by our subconscious programs on autopilot. So what makes up our subconscious programming? Many emotional components that we did not choose logically. In fact, very little of it was chosen by us consciously. Our subconscious programming was not created by logical thought or choices. It was created by our emotional responses to events in our life. Every emotional event back through our timeline up until the present day. Our subconscious holds all of it. Additionally, our subconscious programming is comprised of our previous ancestors' unresolved emotional beliefs that we inherited through our DNA and our childhood emotional programming that we had no power in theta childhood brainwave to detach from or dismiss. As children, we did not have a developed secure self that could detach and not personalize and internalize, which means to take inside of us, the painful, triggered, fearful emotions that we experienced. And there is more. Science has now recognized that if you were a fetus gestating in a hostile, unsafe, sad, painful, traumatic or panicked environment, that the back of your brain became larger to hold more fearful belief systems, which are known as survival programs, meaning you were born with already existing fear and defenses to equip you with growing up in this environment. Then, of course, you were faced with the parents who granted you more fearful and painful emotional internal beliefs. It's important to understand that we are not to blame. We had no choice in so much of this. Feeling personally judged and blamed for what happened to you, or blaming others for what happened, is not an empowering orientation, and it is not going to help you get well. What is an empowering orientation is realizing this, so within, so without. This means if life has dished up painful events, there is trauma stuck in our subconscious which matches those fears and that pain, point blank. So the path of a thriver is this. It's the recognition of this statement. Once the trauma is in my body and my cells, I am 100% responsible for it, regardless of how it got there. Only I can go to it, meet it, embrace it, and release and transform it into something so much healthier. The path of the victim is this. I will keep focusing outwards, away from my internal wounds, hate myself for feeling this pain, hold others responsible for this wounding rather than take responsibility for it myself, and hold firm that they should fix it. Naturally, the outward victim's path stunts all growth, evolution, and healing. Whereas the inward thriver's path allows for unlimited growth, expansion, and evolution. To become empowered and have mastery over your life, you have to get your attention into your body and be willing to work on yourself at this level. So how do we find our inner subconscious wounding? The Quantum Freedom Healing Process directs your attention into where you feel the emotional angst in your body. This is the first step to getting out of your head and going inside, and because you are in theta brainwave in the energy container of the healing module, you now have access. At first, this takes some practice because we have all been so used to looking outwards powerlessly with our emotional pain. A NARC community member named Arnold posted an incredible comment last week that totally got my attention. And this is what he wrote. Hang on a minute. Why do I care what he's thinking, feeling, or doing? How about how do I feel about what I'm thinking or feeling or doing? That's me returning to myself. That's self-love. And that is the most rewarding lesson I've learned so far in NARP. His comment is the absolute truth. When we stop trying to deal with our emotional pain outside of ourselves and go inside directly to it, then we can shift it. Self-love, if we were to give it one definition, means fully being with ourselves. I'm going to repeat that. Self-love, if we were to give it one definition, means fully being with ourselves. When we take our attention into the part of our body that we know is holding the wound, we are able to start working on the wound that is screaming out for the most attention right now. So that's what hurts the most right now. Then we can start releasing the wounds one by one that are making life unbearable and are severely impacting our ability to function. Every emotional or mental agony represents a trapped inner emotion in our body. The bigger and more infected the inner wound is, the more it bursts through into our consciousness as trauma. Until we go inwards, we don't know what the wound is. We don't know what is actually generating it. In fact, we believe the wound is caused by something outside of us. Sorting out the internal emotional wounds has nothing to do with logic. Logic will only ever look to the outside world and try to change, control, or stop something or someone in order to try to relieve the inner wound. It doesn't work. Our logical mind, which is our pure surface symptom level, believes that the trauma is a just now thing. And it is about this statement, I only hurt now, and that is all my pain relates to. What has happened to me now? When we begin our conscious inner transformational journey, which is making the unconscious conscious, we realize certain deeper, wider, and much bigger picture truths. We start dealing at the causation level rather than trying to merely manage the symptoms of the wounds. We realize that in our experience of narcissistic abuse, we were not showing up from a mature, healed, evolved inner center. I promise you with all of my heart, we had gaps. We had wounds that did not allow us to be the fortunate people who were not unconsciously attracted to narcissists. We were not the individuals who, when cracks appeared or something felt off, could easily lay clear boundaries, honour themselves, observe narcissists' unhealthy behaviour without personalising, feeling hooked or devastated. Unlike these individuals, we felt powerless to emotionally detach and know, not my reality, before the abuse and the destruction began. These natural narc-free people are not smarter than us, and their ability to not be taken in by narcissists has nothing to do with their logical decisions. No one would logically pick an abuser, or even their knowledge about narcissists, no matter how vast it is, or even assertion training. The reason certain people will never be in relationships with narcissists is because their levels of emotional health established in their inner beings were different from ours. Children who had a healthy genetic DNA, who experienced emotionally healthy gestations, and who received unconditional love from birth, the knowing that they were lovable and worthy because they existed, not subject to the conditions of what you do or don't do, how you look or what you achieve, and who learnt healthy boundaries, limits, how to self-soothe, how to process delayed gratification, and how to source belief, love, and acceptance of self, were well equipped to never be susceptible to narcissists. These children understood the healthy emotional message. What you have done that is wrong does not mean you are wrong. Now that was not us. It is a total fallacy which runs rampant in narcissistic abuse recovery forums that anyone can fall for or be taken in by a narcissist. I find that victim model stating, I was completely taken by a narcissist and there is nothing about me that needs adjustment, I find that incredibly distressing and powerless and abusive when that is perpetrated by forum organisers, because there is no hope of anyone getting better with that model. In the many true recoveries I've had the joy of being a part of, I have never seen one happen with someone determined to hang on to the victim model. Rather, I see these people post on Facebook and in recovery groups the same pain, the same issues, the same trauma, months and years afterward with no progress. I've seen the same people doing this for the last 7 years. So finally, we can understand the truth. Our trauma, that we thought was an outer problem is in fact an inner problem. And when we change our subconscious programming, we will be the people who don't have inner abuse wounding and programming. Then we will observe narcissists from a healthy, mature adult inner center, rather than showing up in abuse with young, unhealed inner wounding. We will not be attracted to them, get hooked by them, feed them any energy, and we will no longer feel compelled to change them or fruitlessly force them to be accountable. Instead, we will fully detach and start generating the healthy life that is a match for our transformed healthy inner identity. That is what the Thriver model creates if we are determined to go inside and heal ourselves, because this is the only place we can change a life that hasn't been working. So within, so without. So back to the quantum freedom healing process. When you track through your body and open up to its information through the quantum freedom healing process, you ask about and hear the age of the original wounding that relates to the exact emotional agony you are feeling now. Your intuition, your body, supplies it to you, and you learn to trust that flash of the image, the age that pops into your head, or the gut feeling that simply presents. Often this is information our logical mind didn't remember. Our subconscious, in stark contrast, knows and stores everything that has happened to us. Everything has been filed in there. At this point in the healing process, You know where in your body your subconscious is holding the wound, and you know the age of it. Then the next part of the process is to bring your attention into that young previous wound and ask it, what is this really about? Then you have access to receive the information, the words, the feelings, the thoughts, and often vivid memories of exactly what is really going on. The more we trust the language of our body and what is revealed to us, the more we start to regularly experience the incredible connections to information about the true cause of our original wounds. I understand totally that meeting your emotional wounding may seem terrifying. After all, most of us have had a life career of trying to avoid our painful emotions. But I promise you, there is incredible relief when you direct yourself to go towards, be with, and feel what it is that is really going on inside you without judgment. The absolute truth is, complicated and post-traumatic stress disorder is the inner being panic of knowing there is no one home tending to extreme screaming wounds. I have seen countless cases of CPTSD dissolving away once people start working the inner journey of accepting, being with, and releasing inner wounds. These symptoms go, because finally the inner being knows the self who must be present for the job has shown up. When we're in our head and disconnected from our emotional center and inner being, the pain is intense, excruciating, random, and totally unmanageable. We panic. We try to run from it. We self-loathe because we hate ourselves for being in pain, which is treating ourselves with false love with conditions. We grab addictions or medication to try and shut it up, which is self-abandonment. And the pain chases us harder to try to get our attention, to come to it, be with it, and heal it. The more we self-avoid, the louder the pain screams. Your emotional devastation, mental anguish, and physical pain is all coming from the trauma that the young inner part of you is trapped in. Can you imagine your five-year-old daughter or son running up to you in emotional agony and you turn your back and say, "Go away, shut up, you're an idiot. How dare you feel pain? It's wrong." How tormented, annihilated, and devastated would he or she be now? Rather, what do you think would happen if you turned to this five-year-old, granted your full attention, held him or her lovingly, heard her or him fully, and had a process to release the trauma up and out of him or her? I want you to really feel into what I just said, because it's vital. And if you feel into those two comparisons, finally you can understand the devastating cost to yourself of ignoring your inner wounds. This horrible cost is agonizing emotions, devastating ongoing thoughts, and signing up for more abuse, certain self-abuse of yourself, and probable abuse from others. And it's certainly a life of guaranteed continued victimization. Are you prepared to keep paying such a hefty price? I hope you are getting the picture of the personal transformation that can take place if you turn inwards to your inner being with love, without judgment, totally ready to open up and be present lovingly and listen to the truth without turning away and being repulsed. irrefutably you start getting well, powerfully and quickly, more well than you have ever been your entire life. Not only do you heal your attachment and obsessions that are hooking you to abuse and abusers, you also start releasing the wounds that have been playing out for all or much of your life. Wounds which have held you back from your full joy and potential in many areas of your life. So now we're going to have a look at step two, which is releasing the wound. In order to be free of the wounds one by one, we need to load up the wound energetically so that it can be released. We used to think crying was a release, and it is, in that it releases a great deal of the traumatic energy that is consciously being felt. However, if the causation of the wound isn't released, then the negative thoughts, emotions, and physical symptoms simply rebuild, and crying about the same thing continues. This is why people can cry daily, even for years, without getting better. The quantum freedom healing process loads up energy specific to the wound that is being targeted in a shift by accessing the related conscious pain body energy, the timeline energy, which is everything related to that wound in the past, and the DNA generational energy. This energy is then gathered and put into a holding bay within the body to be released. This portion of the quantum freedom healing process, whether in a healing module or when I work with clients personally, happens automatically as directed from my intentions, beliefs, my words, and muscle testing. If you have accessed and are with the wounds and simply keep your body open and breathe, which means you're not going to be pulled out of the inside of you, out into the mind stories, the loading up process happens without you having to do anything except be in the healing space. I do all of that part for you. Then together, through a simple visualization process, which is conducted in the language your subconscious understands, the release is done. The negative, painful energy and all of its related causation components are released from your body. By doing so, you become freer, lighter, more spacious, and often experience immediate emotional somatic relief. When you hit right on a big shift and you let it go, the space and the relief that opens up is indescribable, and it is instant. When we release wounds and start to create inner emotional shifts, wisdom organically emerges within us. We start to understand profound universal truths that we were not educated about previously. We used to believe that we had to hang on to fear and pain. We believed that was essential to protect us. This is a huge fallacy. When you release pain and fear out of your body, the more space, wisdom, and knowing emerges where the pain and fear used to be. And you become the essential empowerment of who you really are. A being of love, oneness, and expansion without fear and pain. From this inner solid state, you deeply understand that your safety depends on observation, not emotional judgment, and the calm wisdom, does this or doesn't this serve me without painful emotional attachment? When your inner being becomes healthy, you can observe the truth without your young wounds being involved. And you easily make decisions that honor yourself and represent self-love from a place of maturity, solid integrity, and self-empowerment. Your emotions no longer derail you, hook you into more of these painful emotions, and you no longer hand your power over and continue to damage yourself with reaction, powerlessness, or trying to force abusers to fix your emotional state for you. There is no emotional attachment left to what is not healthy for you when you clean up your inner wounds. Ultimately, when we release pain and fear, we realize that our energy was being corrupted, blocked, burned up, and drained trying to manage and live with these wounds. When we release the wounds, we release our energy that was previously tied up in the wound, and it breaks free, and it can now be as its pure organic essence. We unlock our pure, true, unlimited potential to experience life as creative, dynamic, expanding, loving, and joyous beings, which is our natural state. And we feel it. The bigger the inner wound we release, the bigger piece of ourselves we win back. When we start to experience the real and incredible results of this, it becomes exciting. We get to feel the direct results of our own expansion and inner flourishing. No longer do we hate our emotional pain. In fact, we look forward to it presenting to us because we know we can instantly up-level aspects of our life that we'd always struggled with previously if we go inwards, claim this pain and release it. So now we're going to look at step three, which is bringing in your true self function, source energy, to replace the wound. The next part of the quantum freedom healing process is to bring in the source, life, God, truth down in your subconscious. So this is any version of a higher power. You may even think of it as life force. It is the consciousness, the life and the consciousness that is buzzing in every atom in the physical universe. Because the wound has been released, a space is now available where the energy of life, which is wisdom, calm, self-love, self-worth, and self-acceptance, which is security, safety, flourishing, can come down into the space where the wound once was. This is the energy of solidness, a connection to life and self in healthy, empowered, and self-loving ways, creating the wisdom of how to do life naturally and organically. This higher power truth knows how to honor self and life holistically. It knows how to do the right thing that honors self, others, and all of life. This energy is not self-rejection, self-abandonment, self-punishment, or enabling abusers to continue abusing. That was the energy that the inner wounds were generating. This source energy allows you to connect to the truth that you are a magnificent being who is at one with Source, Life, God, and your worth is not dependent on conditions. This energy allows you to somatically know that you are adored by all of existence simply because you exist. This energy is your direct connection and source with all of the worthiness, love, security, belief, trust, and safety you were always trying to gain outside of yourself through inauthentic sources. This is the coming home to yourself. This is the co-partnering and parenting of this energy, which provides you with all of the wisdom, love, understanding, and security that you missed out on from your parents, from love partners, and most of all from yourself. The more and more you clear your wounds and connect to and fill up with this true source, the more you start expressing your true radiance, who you really are, a being of love, joy, expansion, happiness, and confidence without requiring conditions to be so. Simply because you become love and life force itself, unencumbered by wounds. Then you start generating a life which represents exactly the flourishing, nourishing joy and love that is inherent from this state. Life starts responding to you as exactly that. And you easily leave alone situations and people who are not your reality. You become the miracle within and without, and you deeply realize it is all the same thing. And there is incredible truth that set us free. What is a complete phenomenon, yet it becomes more and more natural, is each time you get a shift in your body, you instantly and literally have changed your mind. Where the painful, angry, confused or devastated emotions once were is now replaced with calmness, wisdom, and a natural state of solidness, acceptance and empowerment. There is a total shift on topics that only minutes before created terrible anguish and concern. The utter truth of human existence is this. Your mind does not retrain your subconscious easily. It is a grueling uphill battle. Up-leveling your life was never meant to work that way. Up-leveling your life is all about breaking the cycle of unconsciousness. Unconsciousness is the inability to self-reflect and realize that we are the emotional creator of our own experience. It is the powerlessness of trying to control and change situations outside of ourselves to improve our life rather than evolving ourselves and changing our experience from the inside out. Often, it's only when we suffer horrific breakdowns in our life that our inner wounds genuinely get our attention. Because finally we know life cannot continue unless we find a solution to get better. Often we only go inside after we have exhausted every possible avenue outside of ourselves. I have no doubt the gravity and trauma of narcissistic abuse is no less than this massive wake-up call in our life. Because this is about as emotionally traumatic as life can get. The true purpose of our emotional pain is this: to make our unconscious wounds conscious so that we can go inside, find these wounds, and finally evolve ourselves and come home to who we really are. This is not just about creating a healthier future for ourselves. It is also about stopping the cycle of victimization and pain for our future generations. Fortunately, now we have a tool and a process that absolutely works, which creates evolved healing, true fast-track liberation that is our evolved right to claim and experience. No longer do we need to battle and suffer. Thank goodness. Because our life and our world desperately needs to change. So the blog article is coming out today and you are going to be able to sign up to be able to be in the 3 Keys to Thriving After Narcissistic Abuse webinar. And it is awesome to see that so many of you are excited to join me in this free event. And I honestly can't wait. It's going to be incredible having so many of you live with me experiencing this webinar. So when you sign up, you are also going to find a video which I've put together that explains the 4 things that I discovered which made this healing system possible. And I really hope you enjoy that video. There is a limit of 500 people who can join the free webinar. So please make sure that you do get in to get your spot if you're interested before the spots go. And remember, this is for people who are not a part of NARP or haven't done personal sessions with me. So please leave the spots open for those who have never experienced quantum freedom healing and need it the most. And I just want to say before I sign off that I really want to thank you all so much, not just for the sharing of this event that's going to be happening, but for being a part of this mission to raise consciousness and help create true healing for abuse worldwide. I can't wait to be with you in this webinar showing you how to become a true thriver after narcissistic abuse in 2 weeks' time. So I look forward to answering your comments and your questions on the blog. And for people that are on the radio show that don't know how to get to my material, you can go to my website, which is Melanie Tonia Evans.com, and you will see on the home page my blog section, and you can enter straight in from there and read all about these details. So that's it for me, everybody. Until next week, and lots of love. Bye-bye.